Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk, All Ashes, the podcast that, yeah, you guessed it, covers all things Ashes of Creation related. I am Ferenczi, joined by my brother Subjective.
Hello again.
And again, if you're not familiar, we're just talking about Ashes of Creations, against conversations, dev streams, mixing up a little bit this week. So this will be kind of new as we, again, hopefully get closer and closer to Alpha 2 release. Find out some more about that next week, hopefully, when we get into the dev stream. But yeah, so we're just going to kind of dig into something a little bit here. Again, if you enjoy the video, we encourage you to subscribe. Again, if you're on YouTube or if you're subscribing via podcast of your choice, we certainly appreciate that. Well, and join our Discord as well. The details are in the description below for that. But we're going to kick it off as we always do. What have you been up to? What have you been playing this week, Sub?
Doom Eternal again. Overwatch 2 still, and I downloaded No Man's Sky, so I might dive into that. Oh, and I forgot, some speed, what the heck is it called? NES Remix, I think? No, World Championship Series NES Edition for the Switch is speedrunning.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds pretty fun.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, not much for me. I am I have a lot of interest. One of them is sports and sports games, and College Football 25 came out, so I've literally been pretty much playing that all week and not much else.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, he bought an Xbox just for this game because it's not on PC. So
it's crazy. I know. I never thought I would see the day, but that's how I've been waiting for this game for 11 years. So I was desperate to play it, but it's been a lot of fun. So it's been.
That's all right. If you like, if it's good and you have fun, it's all that matters.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And it's been good times. And we're gonna dig into just some weekly updates. I think you had some Alpha 2 Guild stuff you wanted to mention.
Yeah. So I have not been feeling too well, so I kind of put this off. Last week I said, and I have picked a name and our focus. The guild name is going to be Thunder, because when we come stampeding towards you, you're going to hear that boom. I'm just kidding. No, I like Thunderstorm, so I just had to kind of throw this together fast. So I chose Thunder, and our focus in Alpha 2, we're going to do everything, but our focus mostly will be testing PvP and freeholds. If they are in Alpha 2, they should be. I don't know what extent, how deep they will be integrated in Alpha 2, but those are the two biggest goals. Obviously, we're going to do everything, so. But, yeah.
Come join Thunder, then. Yeah, we'll probably get some information out there, I'm sure. So, for folks who are interested in joining in the Discord and all that stuff, too. But, yeah, pretty exciting. And kind of leads into, as well, you know, if we're going to be a PvP-focused guild, into our topic today. Again, a little bit different, as I mentioned. Again, we're kind of getting into, like, lead-up to Alpha 2. Again, this is speculation, right? They did kind of hint, at least, that maybe we'd get a date for Alpha 2 in the next developer update, which is, I believe, 10 days away. So that's pretty crazy to even think about from when we're recording this. A little bit less when this gets released on Wednesday. But yeah, so we're going to talk about PvP, and more specifically, we're going to dig into kind of giving some tips for PvP, maybe that people that are hesitant or just like unfamiliar with PvP. One of the things like we talked about beforehand was like, if you played World of Warcraft, like on a PvE server, like there's potential you've never PvP'd. And if you're not familiar with Ashes of Creation as much, it's a PvX game, right? So PvP is going to happen pretty much anywhere, potentially. I'm sure there'll be some limitations on it, but yeah, it can kind of go down anywhere. So although I'm sure there's going to be the ability to avoid PvP, or like if you're not into PvP, like you'll probably be able to do other things and avoid it for the most part. But we thought maybe it'd be kind of a cool thing because we've got a lot of experience PvPing. That's kind of our thing. Maybe we can give some tips, some hints, some tricks for those of you maybe who aren't as into PvP, and you might find yourself, you know, stuck in PvP at some point. So we're just going to dig right into it with some tips, and I think Sub's going to kind of lead us off with some ideas for that.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I know there's a lot of people out there who maybe have not dabbled in PvP, and I understand why. You know, maybe they just don't like it, maybe, like I said, there's just, they just have their reasons, right? So I just wanted to, like, with Alpha 2 knocking on the door, right, I feel like they're about to throw a lot of info on us, that so maybe talking about old info maybe might not be the best idea for podcast. Maybe talk about some, you know, tips for people who are about to try a sandbox open world PvX MMO for the first time in Alpha 2 here, or just in general, or excited for launch, we could talk about just some general tips on how to handle yourself out there in the open world so you can be ready for when the fight finds you. First thing I want to go over is always be aware of your surroundings. And we're going to go into this a little bit. First thing is as a PvPer, at least in my days, I always make sure there's a setting in WoW where you can put the camera so it would always rotate back behind your character. So if you're like looking behind you and you start running forward, it will rotate back to behind you automatically. I turn that off because I always want the camera facing whatever way I want to see. So being aware of your surroundings and just, you know, panning your camera once in a while can help you, you know, see what's coming. And I think that's almost like a no-brainer, but you know, it might not be easy for some people to get used to. But, like, you know, just pan your camera around now and then when you're out there in the open world. Keep an eye on what's going on. Pay attention to, you know, what your guild is saying and other things. And just, you know, just be aware.
Yeah, I know it sounds maybe a little, you know, straightforward, but being aware of your surroundings. But it really is true. Like, it's one of the most important things for PvPing. You know, my background in PvPing is, like, from Battle Royales, like, Tarkov, you know, things like that. Obviously, I PvP'd in, like, ArcheAge quite a bit, as well as, like, Star Wars Galaxies and some other games. But it's you know, even if you're not into PvPing, just kind of, like, constantly looking around is so important. Because, you know, it's a good way to avoid PvP too. Like, maybe if you get overwhelmed or like there's, you know, a lot of people and you're just outnumbered, right? It's a good way to just kind of keep an eye on stuff. So, like, you mentioned the stuff with the camera, which I think is always good. And, like, for me, it's just like this internal clock I have that, like, I don't know, just I kind of remind myself, like, whether it's every like 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever it is, depending on like the situation, that, like, all right, look around a little bit, make sure you look behind you, you know, make sure your sound is like good. Like, I try not to blast my sound anymore, but like I have it to a level to where like I can hear things around me, like if you're able to hear things. So it seems pretty straightforward, but it really is true. Like, just kind of constantly reminding yourself that, hey, look around, hey, double check this, hey, look behind you, can get you out of some bad situations. Because sometimes in PvP, it really is like you just, you know, Tarkov, it happens to me all the time where like I might be playing solo and I run into a group of four, like, all right, I got to get out of here. So sometimes just taking my time and making sure I know where people are and just kind of checking things that maybe are checking corners and things like that. Obviously, it's not as much the case in like an open world MMO, but just, you know, check behind you, check, like, you know, behind trees if you can, or like wherever you're kind of heading. Big thing I always suggest to people is like be looking ahead, like a little bit more off in the distance, kind of like almost like you're driving. You want to be looking ahead to, you know, if there's going to be any upcoming issues, like in the distance, if you kind of see them off in the distance, you can kind of react to them a little bit better. But yeah, it's straightforward, but honestly, it's honestly one of the biggest things, just either making sure, like, when you get into a fight, you're aware of your surroundings and your teammates if they're with you fighting, or just to, like, to be able to avoid a fight entirely, potentially.
Yeah, and also, you know, if you think you can, you know, if it's a 1v1 situation, if you think, I mean, like I said, you can be a non-combatant in this game in the open world, and players can still kill you, but they will be flagged as corrupted. That means they made a big mistake, and then if you know, if they get killed in the world, they actually pay a bigger price for it than you would have. So it's kind of a little way of discouraging ganking. And I'm sure lots of situations will come up that, you know, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of hypotheticals I could get into, but I'm sure, you know, maybe if you're out there in the world and people are ganking, I mean, some mercenaries might come and gank them back. But yeah, it's just be aware of your surroundings. You know, you see trees being cut down in the distance. You know, just, you know, keep your eyes peeled. Stay where you're at. You don't have to run away. But, you know, if you start hearing chatter or something, or them moving closer to you, or you never know, just, you know, just pay attention. That's it.
Yeah, definitely. like I said, it sounds pretty straightforward, but like even like in a, I even think about it, like, or if you're in the midst of combat, like being aware of your surroundings, which is like the hardest time to be aware of your surroundings too. Like when you're kind of just locked in, you're in the middle of a fight, but oftentimes it's the most important. I've mentioned like Overwatch before, and like, you know, that's the hardest thing is like when you're in a fight to like, you know, especially if you're like playing something like support or like even DPS, like, or even tank, like any of the positions really, or the roles, you know, like to be aware, like if, you know, you're a support, like, hey, I got to constantly be looking around. I got to make sure I'm looking behind me for those like DPS or maybe snipers to make sure they're healed up. You know, if I'm a, you know, a tank, like, hey, I got to make sure I keep an eye on my backline a little bit in case I need to like pull back and peel for them. Right. So these are all things like even like in the middle of a fight, like that's that, and again, like that's where it's so hard too. That's where sometimes I struggle is just because I get so locked in with whatever it is I'm doing. Like if I'm DPSing and I'm just trying to like, you know, get that one last target and I'm trying to kill them. And then it's like, you know, I just forget about like what's going on behind me. Maybe there's like someone in my back line and I'm just not paying attention. So again, it's just one of those things you got to like practice. And like I said, I just try to like constantly, like, I just kind of like set like, you know, in a fast paced PvP game like that, it's like every like few seconds, I'm like, hey, look behind you. Hey, look around, checking everybody else. So like stuff like that is just really crucial for when you're in, when you're even in like the middle of a big fight too.
Yeah. And we can kind of roll this into, tip two here is be aware, like communicate, like be aware of what's going on. I'm not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure Ash is gonna have like standard like zone chats and world chats and stuff. Maybe I don't know how it's gonna work. I'm sure there's gonna be a zone wide chat for the zone you are in Ashes. Pay attention to that, because if one person gets ganked, right, then you have that information, right? I got ganked here. Or if you got ganked and then you post on that channel, and then maybe people will come to help you out or something. So, like, just, you know, pay attention to the chat. Pay attention to your guild. Maybe you got guildies in the zone. I mean, there are all types of avenues out there to know what's going on. Maybe you want to engage in the PvP yourself. Like, someone got ganked and you're like, darn it, I want to go out there and stop this corrupted guy. You kill him, you get bonus resources for it, and then maybe you're the nice guy and you're like, hey, this guy ganked you, took some stuff from you, I'm gonna keep the bonus stuff, but I'm gonna give you your stuff back, right? And then maybe you made a friend, so if you get ganked, they will come to your rescue or something. I mean, just little things like that can you know, change the, I guess, perception, or not perception, change the tide in your favor if there's a lot of gankers out there or something.
Yeah, you kind of help each other out. Like, again, it kind of leads back to even like the awareness stuff. There's like a connection there. Like, if you're going, like, it's such a, like a difference like when you have information. Like if you're going into an area and you know someone's there that's going to like fight you, it like puts you on like alert. You know, you're much more ready. You're not going to like be stumbling through your hotkeys. Like if you get suddenly attacked out of nowhere. So just like knowing where the enemy is a big deal. So yeah, like checking like the zone chat, checking with your guildies, like, hey, like, has, you know, has anyone been through like this area? Like, was it relatively safe, or did you see a lot of like an enemy guild or whatever? You know, that's something to like really, and I'll kind of bring it down to even like, again, more of like a, if you're like in the middle of a fight, like communication is just so important. I play games, you know, all the time, like, you know, Counter-Strike, Overwatch, and like a lot of times the biggest X factor between like winning and losing is just communication, right? And a lot of times people don't communicate in those games. Sometimes they do. But a lot of times they don't, and I find it like such an advantage when you're able to like work as a team. You know, in a game like Overwatch, it's like focusing down a particular target. You know, in a game like Counter-Strike, it's like conveying information like, hey, there was like somebody here, or, you know, there, you know, the sniper's here. Like that makes such a big difference, like winning and losing. And I think in the MMO, like even more so, right? Because everything's bigger, everything's crazier, there's a lot of things going on, and obviously some of the information is going to be obscured in Ashes of Creation in PvP. Like we know that like you won't know their exact health, right, or their health bar, right? But you can still like, if it's maybe down in thirds, or maybe it's quarters, like, hey, they're down, they're, you know, they're one, which, you know, might mean they're like one health bar or quarter of their health bar left. Like, hey, this, you know, the mage is one, right? That can like alert your teammates to, hey, like, let's go finish them off. And that takes care of one character, and then we can focus on the others. Like stuff like that is so crucial for like getting an advantage, like in PvP, especially if you're fighting in a group. But even the stuff you mentioned too, like the kind of overarching stuff, like maybe you're a solo player, just like really chiming in and making sure you're aware of like what's going on in chat and like the zone and everything too.
Yeah, if you're Yeah, I'm trying to give, I mean, obviously grouping up will give you an advantage out in the world, but if you're solo, yeah, just, you know, pay attention. I mean, I'm gonna be soloing a lot, you know, but I'm also, you know, pretty used to doing that stuff. And back in the old days when I, like, I'm gonna give some examples here. Like in World of Warcraft's early days, back in actual vanilla WoW, I played on a PvP server, so, you know, people would do their thing, you know, there was, but, you know, Alliance would communicate that out. It, like, I say I flew into, I mean, I'm trying to give an example. Like, to get from one continent to the other in World of Warcraft, you had to take a boat for Alliance. So, like, sometimes people would say, like, if I flew to an area where the dock is, the boat is to go to the other continent, like, some people would be saying in chat, hey, there's a horde camping on, there's a rogue stealth camped on the boat, right? And then, you know, we would group up on force and go on that boat and try and find them. Sometimes we didn't, sometimes we did. Sometimes he just jumped off and ran away and then came back later. And but I mean, numbers were powers, and then he just disappeared for that one ride over, and then you're kind of like home free to go do whatever. You got over to the other continent without getting ganked, is basically what I'm saying. So, like, that's just one little example of how communication could work, or calling out roaming groups that are ganking, and maybe make your own counter group and go gank them, and, you know, try and shut it down. It's just like there's many ways to do this, so it's just, you know, like I said, be aware.
Yeah, there's no wrong way. Like, I know, like, and even if you're in a guild or like things like that too, there may be times when you're on your own as well. Like, maybe you're just traveling across, maybe you're trying to get to a certain area, maybe you're doing your crafting stuff, and so it can be hard. It's always interesting to me because I play Tarkov, and I'd say I play like 50-50. Like half the time I play solo and half the time I play with like a you know, another person or like a small group, and it's always interesting because I feel like sometimes I survive more solo, and it's only because like I feel like when I'm playing by myself, I'm so hyper aware of everything, whether it's like sounds, communication, whether it's, you know, just everything really, because like I'm so like much more concerned, because obviously solo you can be going up against groups, you can be running across like random like solos, all other solos, so a lot of times in the group you have that comfort, and that's why it's even more important to like take advantage of the fact that you are in a group. And I find like a lot of times where I struggle in as a group is like when we don't communicate as much. And so sometimes being in a group can be, you know, put you a little bit too at ease. And if you're not communicating, then it just really compounds the issue. So just talk with your guild mates. You know, if you can hop in like Discord with each other and like talk with each other, that makes it even better. And like any way you can improve the communication, like learning call outs for maybe like if you're like, you know, if you spend a lot of time in one node, like, you know, designate certain areas as like, hey, this is, you know, this big rock over here that we always pass by. You know, this is like, you know, the Lion King rock or whatever. Just like things like that can make a big difference from like, you know, having an advantage over someone who's maybe not as like informed or doesn't know the area as well, and you do. So just communicating that type of information, I think, is really important too.
Exactly. And yeah, just great advice all around. One advice I didn't point out, but that's why there's two of us.
That's right.
Right? And I guess we could kind of lean into our third tip here is practice PvP is another one, right? If you don't have a lot of experience in PvP and you're about to play Alpha 2 here, right, with Ferenczi and I and many other players, you know, hop on the game, and if they're like, you know, don't be afraid to just like message, like you can message me and be like, hey, do you want to 1v1 me just for practice, you know, just for fun and good faith, you know, for, you know, you're maybe you just want to test out your skills, see how you do out, and against a more experienced PvPer such as myself, even though I'll still be a noob at Ashes, but I do have a lot of hours under my belt. But that's also another way of trying to give yourself some experience, so when, you know, you get in the game, you're ready. And it doesn't even have to be Ashes PvP. You don't even have to wait till Alpha 2. You could try Overwatch 2. I mean, maybe FPS games are not your thing. There's plenty of PvP type games out there. I would
League.
recommend, you could try League. I mean, but there's, like I said, there's tons of games out there. You know, just, you know, try it out.
Yeah.
And see how it goes and see how you like it. And then if, you know, maybe you will like it, and maybe you'll be like, oh, okay. So when Ashes comes out, I won't be as familiar with Ashes. A lot of us won't be, but maybe you'll be like, oh, I'm not as, you know, I'm more confident in walking out there, so I can handle myself a little better. So like if I do see ganking going on or someone beelining towards me, you know, maybe they're higher level and I'll run away, which is fine. Strategic retreat is good, but maybe you want to take them on 1v1.
Yeah, no, definitely. So it sounds simple, but like it really is. Like the more you can practice and get comfortable with it, and that's usually what it is for me. It's just like a comfort thing. That's why, like, whenever I meet a new player or play with a new player that plays like Escape from Tarkov, I'm like let's get into fights. Like constantly put yourself like in a PvP situation, even though you're probably gonna lose a lot. But as long as you're willing to kind of learn and kind of be aware, like that's what's going to make you better. Because like if you just constantly avoid, if you're just permanently trying to avoid fights, like you're inevitably going to get into like PvP. And I think the same is going to be true in Ashes. Like you may ultimately want to avoid PvP and like you might be pretty good at avoiding it. But like when you do have to get like into a fight or you're forced to for whatever reason, then like if you haven't done it at all, you're probably going to like really struggle, right? Because you just haven't like practiced a lot. And especially for me, like I feel very comfortable in an FPS PvPing, but for me, like in an MMO, I really have to practice like a lot, just because like I'm just not used to, you know, like my key binds or like what kind of like, all right, if I'm a rogue and I'm going up against like this kind of standard fighter, like what's kind of like the moveset I should be using or like what should I be doing and things like that. And again, it is one of those things too, like the more you do it, the better you get at it, and the more you just kind of knowledge you gain as in like, should I be fighting this fight at all? Should I be trying to run, use some of my escape abilities and things like that too? So yeah, the more you can do it, the more you're going to get comfortable with it. Like I always think of like the thing that always gets me is like, if I'm in an MMO that I'm not familiar with and like somebody jumps me in like open world PvP, usually I just straight up like, you know, start panicking. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like I'm just not used to like, cause I've, like a lot of times too, like when you're PvEing, you're using totally different moves. Like you're just not familiar with like, you know, having to try to like dodge as much like the player or the NPC. So it's just one of those things, like the more practice you can get in, the better you're probably going to feel, the more comfortable you're going to feel, the less panicked you're going to feel, like if you're me.
Yeah. Also know your class strength and weaknesses. So say like you're playing me, I'm going to be playing a stealth archer. Obviously they're going to be able to open up on people and have huge advantages. That's not why I'm playing when I just like playing them. It does come with its advantages, but it probably does come with its weaknesses also. Just know your class strength and weaknesses. You know, like if you're playing a class, if you're playing like a bard and they're weak against, say, a fighter archetype, you know, run away, right? It's no shame in that. I mean, I would do that in WoW all the time. I played a warrior once in vanilla WoW, and mages would eat you for dinner, so I would never take them. I wouldn't even duel them. I would duel them. Well, actually, I would duel them for fun and practice to see if I could actually beat them, because there wasn't really a big loss there. You know, I didn't have to run back to my corpse or anything. But you know, just knowing your class's strengths and weaknesses, and if someone's coming at you and you know you're strong against them, maybe take the fight. And if you know your class isn't too strong against them, maybe bail, mount up, and get out of there, and just go somewhere else.
Yeah, so that's, and this kind of, I'm going to tie this into a little bit into kind of the tip that I wanted to make, which was like seeking out knowledge as much as you can. I know it sounds, again, these are really simple things, but a lot of times PvP comes down to the simple things. It's, especially in MMO, it's not always about like, you know, super fast reaction times like you'd expect like in an FPS or, you know, maybe like a quick Twitch kind of game. But a lot of times it just comes down to like, the knowledge. You kind of talked about like the, you know, like, hey, like if they're a mage or like, in there is a rock, paper, scissors element that we've talked about in the past about Ashes PvP. So like inherently, you know, a tank, you know, and it depends how they're spec'd, obviously. Like a tank is going to struggle against like a ranger, for example. Again, that's just speculation. They might be great against them. I have no idea. But like just having that like basic knowledge, like, oh, like, you know, I'm this class and this class is I'm weak against. Maybe I should avoid this fight, or maybe I need to hang back a little bit more this fight and let my teammates, you know, if I'm in a group, you know, deal with it. Right. Those things are so important. And you know, I use Tarkov a lot as an example because it's such like a deep game in terms of like knowledge, like knowing like, hey, this area is a quest area. Like I should either A, avoid it if I don't want to get into a fight, or B, like really aware and know like where within this location they're probably going to be doing the quest, right? That can make a massive difference. Or just like knowing the layout of a map, for example, is like such a massive advantage. Like, where do I begin? Where do I avoid? Because that's where like fighting happens a lot. Or if I want PvP, like where should I be sitting? Like those type of things. So it's really knowledge based. And I'm not just going to say this because, you know, obviously we're content creators related to Ashes, but one of the things I spend a lot of time on with Tarkov, like maybe I'm waiting for the game to load, or, you know, maybe it's just like in my downtime when I'm not playing, it's like I'll watch streams. I watch like constantly watching YouTube videos, because you can learn, like there's so many things that happen in that game. Like it's so important to like not just get stuck in like your own kind of sphere and like seek out other people that might have different views or different experiences, or maybe they just figured something else out that you didn't know about. Or if you're like a new player coming into the game, like ask veteran players, you know, like if you're new, say you're coming in like after Ashes launches and like you don't know anything about the game, like join a guild, like talk to the veterans, like ask them questions. Like that's so important to gaining an advantage. And it's really just one of those things that like knowledge is, you know, you either want to get it and anybody can generally have access to it and get that knowledge, or you just don't. And so it's as simple as just kind of like committing to it. And that's one big thing I've definitely learned from like Tarkov, especially.
Yeah. And I just actually thought of something else I wanted to bring up because that I didn't write down on our document for the podcast. And another thing is there's going to be people out there, hopefully not too many. I don't know, like, you know, there's going to be people out there that are going to be a-holes and might want to, you know, camp your corpse and stuff. I mean, they did in WoW. And the biggest issue, at least the biggest thing with that is how I dealt with that, is don't get frustrated. You know, if they're going to be like that, you know, maybe hopefully there will be counter people out there to, you know, gank them back. And if not, like if you can't go down that route and get help, just, you know, I'm not sure how the corpse, I don't know if there's a corpse run in Ashes like there's in WoW, but just, I would not resurrect my corpse for like 10, 15 minutes. But sometimes I would just log off for a few minutes and wait till they left. Like, they're not going to get the pleasure of camping me, right? Because that's just how they're designed. They like doing that stuff. So if you deny them that, they will, you know, usually go away. So just another little tidbit out there, because unfortunately there are people out there like that.
That's actually a really good point. And again, it's something really simple, but it really is like PvP can be just inherently frustrating sometimes, whether it's like somebody doing something like that where they're griefing you, or, you know, maybe somebody's cheesing you, or there's like an exploit, or there's like a big zerg, and like sometimes you just have to like know when to like step away from it too. That's like, Tarkov is like a very hardcore game, like every time you die, essentially you're gonna lose probably all your loot or most of it. There's some mechanics that mitigate it a little bit, but for the most part, you know, so it can get really frustrating, like when you go on a bad, like have a couple bad games in a row. Like if you just go into four different games and like you die in each one, it's like, it's really easy to get frustrated. And usually that to me just compounds the issue, because then I'll start playing like overly cautious, or I'll start playing completely reckless. And then that just leads to me dying more. So sometimes it's just like, you need to know when to step away. And I think the beauty of, you know, a game like an MMO is like, there's a lot more to do. Like if I get annoyed and or frustrated in Tarkov, there's really only so much I can do. But like in an MMO, like, hey, like just, you know, go do your crafting for a bit, or, you know, go, you know, do some PvE stuff or some quests like that take you maybe away from that area, or, you know, things like that can make a big difference and like get you back in the right mindset to where like you can go back into PvPing. And again, sounds silly, but like I think it's really makes a big deal, like if you're in the right mind space for like PvPing and trying not to get too frustrating with it, because then you might just not want to do it again either if you just kind of keep doing it over and over again until you just want to quit.
Or you forgot the biggest thing: come to Subjective and Forensic's Freehold, and our guards will protect you.
Yeah, we'll protect you. we'll be chilling there. You can come out, and we'll do our best to make sure you're good.
Yeah, I mean, also, there's a lot of variables here, because Ashes is trying a unique thing for its PvP system. You can be technically flagged as a non-combatant and, like I said, be still ganked, right? But then that person will become corrupted, which makes it, you know, significantly like you will, I think you will lose some materials though, but they, if then they get, you know, corrupted and then they get ganked, they will lose even more than you lost. So it's pretty cool seeing Ash just try to keep in full PvP on, but trying to disincentivize people from being like, you know, campers and gankers just for the fun of it, I guess. I mean, I'm not against ganking people out in the world. Like, if you're both flagged up properly and, like, I kill you and I don't get corruption and that's just how it works, I think that's fair game. But I usually don't camp people, right? I don't really see the value in camping someone. To me, that's kind of, like, griefing. But, yeah, like, I'm also, we gotta really see how this plays out, because hopefully it disincentivizes people from being that way.
Yeah, and a lot of like the stuff is, as you mentioned, like things we're just gonna have to learn. Like, how is the corruption system gonna work? Are there gonna be mechanics to get around it? Are there gonna be things that like we need to know about it? Like, you know, it's gonna be something that's kind of crucial. And you know, I think like, I can't remember, this is very off the cuff of my head, but I think like they might have like a purple name tag or something like that if they're corrupted.
Yes, I have. They, purple is, if a purple character kills a non-combatant green character or any other controlled entities, aka summons also, they will be flagged as corrupted, which is red.
Okay, so purple is combatant, red is corrupted.
Yes, and green is non-combatant.
Okay, which is going to be really, again, that's part of that knowledge thing. Like, oh, like, you know, hopefully you'll be able to see their tags far away. But again, that's something we're going to kind of have to see. And like, oh, the red, I'm out of here. Or, you know, if you're not into PvPing. So like, that's going to be important. But yeah, just, you know, it can get a little wild. So just like having that information and knowing, learning about the systems and things like that are going to be hopefully important. And learning too, like when, again, the social element, like, hey, if like there is like a guild that's out there, a group of people that are ganking, like, all right, who should I contact? Like, am I in a Discord? Like, who's the guild? Like, maybe, heck, one thing like I always used to do, like in games, like they had like, you know, open world and we had like groups going, is like, I loved being the person that would like, you know, if there was like someone that was like trolling or griefing or like just constantly like abusing people in PvP, is like, I would love to just go out there and then like, you know, hand it back to them like tenfold, like to try to discourage them to do it again. So maybe that's something that we can kind of do in our guild too, is be like, let Thunder know, like there's like, you know, gankers in this area, and then we'll come out and hopefully take care of them.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we got to see how it plays out, and I'm very interested in this, you know. So like I said, just, you know, just make friends, you know, like I said, do all the things we just said, practice, communicate, be aware of your surroundings, and you should be pretty okay. And I would say the actual number one thing is just don't get frustrated. Like, you get in a fight, you lose, maybe it wasn't in your favor, you know, you don't have to take that fight again. Like, you can just walk away, right?
Yeah.
Or if someone's camping you, or like I said, they may have, maybe camping may be considered griefing and they may ban people for it. I mean, it can be considered that way, but you know, just walk away from the situation. If you're being ganked too much out there, just say there's a lot of PvP in your area, go to a node, go to a city and just craft for a while. I mean, you know, take a small break and then come back later when it clears up or something.
Yeah, it's definitely true. Like, I've been playing like these types of games since high school, which was a long, long time ago at this point. And I think one of the biggest reasons I've been able to do it so long, and like I've had friends who like have stopped playing these types of games over the years, is really I'm pretty good at just knowing like, hey, I'm getting frustrated. Like, I'm not helping myself by like continuing. Like, either maybe I can play something else or like do something else within the game. And that makes like all the difference to like kind of keeping you invested in it. Like, when you kind of know when you're getting like upset or disappointed or whatever it is, or just frustrated, like, hey, let me step away for a bit and like I can go do some other things. And hopefully Ashes will be a great game to do that in, right? Because there's a lot to do beyond just PvPing and things like that too. So I'm kind of excited for that, where I don't even have to leave the game, I can just go do something else instead.
Yeah, Yep, exactly. And I know it's frustrating, like you're in an area and you want to farm and like, you know, there's a lot of ganking going on. I mean, I understand why people would get frustrated. I get frustrated by that, right? I mean, I love PvP and that kind of stuff annoys me, but just, you know, step away. Just go do something else. Go to another zone, farm something else. Maybe you're farming two types of mats for one thing. You're crafting in the area for one of those mats is too active right now. Go to the other zone and farm that other map for a while, right? Or,
Right.
and if it's just too chaotic, I don't know, go into town and just, you know, group up and do some commissions or something and go out in a group and
Yep.
do other things.
Yeah, definitely. But I think unless you had anything else you wanted to add, I think that's kind of wraps up our PvP tips episode here.
I do. I want to hype up next Wednesday,
Yes.
and we all know what that means.
Yeah,
Dev update time.
Yeah, I was about to do the same thing. It's yeah, so this comes out, episode should come out Wednesday. I think it's 1 week exactly after that. I think the dev update's on a Wednesday as well, so that'll work out pretty well for everything timing wise. I think we're definitely planning on obviously watching it and hopefully being able to do a reaction video to it as well. So we're gonna try to watch it and get that video out as quickly as we can. Hopefully that will be with the starting off with the news of when Alpha 2 is dropping, right? Because that's a really big deal. I think, you know, Sub and I have talked about it a little bit too. Like, if we do kind of find out when that's going to happen, I do think the podcast might change slightly in the sense that I think we're really going to be pushing like towards the idea of almost like getting ready for Alpha 2, right? So maybe again, maybe some more videos like this, or just kind of like digging into the information that they give us about like what can we expect in Alpha 2, maybe some more like concrete things, right? So that'll be something that could be really fun too, is kind of digging into stuff that we actually know is going to be there and the things that we can actually do. So that should be a lot of fun when we find that information out. So that's next month, or next week, sorry. This month's dev update, July dev update, is going to be pretty massive, assuming they do drop the Alpha 2 information. So that should be a lot of fun, and I think it's something that we're both really looking forward to as well.
Yeah, we're not only fingers crossed for the date, but hopefully they will have I mean, I'm not. Hopefully they'll have the blog post announcing everything that will be in the start of Alpha 2. Hopefully, fingers crossed, if
Yeah.
they do announce both on the same day, that would be great. This way, we can do some our podcasts like talking about the stuff they are dropping at Alpha 2 launch, and focus on that initially because we are going to be shifting gears here. And yeah, I mean,
Yeah, we may have
and
some sorry, we may have some future announcements too, about some like new stuff we want to try, some new types of, you know, videos and content like we plan on getting out. But I do want to wait till we actually find out officially when Alpha 2 is coming out and all that stuff before we, you know, dig into it too much too.
true, yeah, we would like to do more content, but we we're waiting for Alpha 2, and I
Hopefully we'll be in game showing you what to do and giving you some tips and tricks and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
because if you're not in, if you're even not in Alpha 2, and you know, like I said, you want to see certain parts of the game, there's gonna be tons of content out there, not just us, you know, just
Yeah.
let us know. Like maybe you want to see, well, I don't know, maybe you just want to see PvP in general. Like what would it be like? We can create some of these crazy scenarios we theorize. I would love to
Yeah.
in the game, so.
Yeah, and it's kind of again like that last tip I was trying to like seeking out knowledge. Like even if you don't have Alpha 2 access, right, there's the potential to learn a lot, whether from all the other people that do. So something that you can definitely take advantage of, even if you don't have the alpha. So that should be a lot of fun too. But yeah, the next updates, our next podcast will be the July dev update, kind of a reaction video. So that'll be definitely, not to hype it up too much, hopefully really massive. It'll be really disappointing if they don't announce the Alpha 2 date. That's okay. We're ready. We're thinking about it still. We'll give the update on whatever they do give us. And of course, if you are here listening or watching on YouTube, we definitely would love to have you subscribe, like, comment. Again, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Join our Discord, which again, the link is down below in the description. If you're on a podcast service, can leave us a review or some questions if you want in that review. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And we'll see you next week for a big one.
Oh yeah, big week. See you then.